This is the KVNF News for August 30th, 2013. I'm Marty Derlin. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder yesterday announced the federal government will not block the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and Washington. According to the Denver Post, the announcement came in a memo Holder sent to federal prosecutors yesterday. The memo also stated that the Department of Justice won't seek to close down recreational marijuana stores as long as states abide by their own regulations. The Post reports the memo was sent to prosecutors nationwide, instructing them not to target individual users or marijuana businesses, either medical or recreational. The memo also outlined 8 drug enforcement priorities for prosecutors, focused on keeping marijuana away from children and keeping the new pot industry out of the hands of gangs and cartels. Holder said the guidance depends on states maintaining what he called strong and effective regulatory enforcement systems. After receiving a phone call about the memo from Holder, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper said the new federal priorities reflect the same concerns state officials had as they created regulations for marijuana stores. Hickenlooper added that the announcement today shows that the federal government is, quote, respecting the will of Colorado voters. Despite the DOJ's reassurances, Kevin Sabat, a former official with the Office of National Drug Control Policy, said the guidance doesn't endorse marijuana legalization. According to the Post, Sabat said Holder's memo still shows the federal government's concern about the impact legalization could have on communities and children in particular. Holder's memo did state that if states fail to maintain active regulation of the industry, the Department of Justice could move to block state laws. The DOJ's guidance does not change federal laws on marijuana. Cannabis is still a Schedule I controlled substance. Yesterday's announcement comes as good news to many advocates of marijuana legislation, but there are still issues for the budding industry to tackle. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
For months, the federal government's been silent on the issue of marijuana legalization. But Attorney General Eric Holder broke his silence, announcing pot shops could open as long as they follow state laws. Brian Vicente is with the group Sensible Colorado, which helped spearhead Amendment 64.
Really pretty ecstatic with this announcement. Really, you know, signals a very positive shift on marijuana laws. This really answers, you know, an unanswered question for years is what's the federal government going to do if Colorado legalizes marijuana? And now we know that they're going to step aside and let us move forward with the strict regulation.
Vicente says many in the industry are now breathing a huge sigh of relief. But Mike Elliott, who heads the Medical Marijuana Industry Group, says there are remaining concerns. He says he wants the federal government to change its policy on banking.
The federal government has really been interfering with the Colorado program and creating, in turn, a public safety issue by not allowing the businesses to have access to banking services.
And Congress will soon be taking up the issue of marijuana regulations. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing on September 10th to discuss federal oversight and how state and federal marijuana laws interact. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
6 of the 7 U.S. House members from Colorado on Wednesday said the national debt and government cuts will be the main talking points when Congress reconvenes next month. The Durango Herald reports those House members also shouldn't expect to see a comprehensive immigration bill passed. According to the Herald, representatives spoke at a gathering on Wednesday sponsored by the Colorado Association of Commerce and Industry, a business lobbying group. Republican Representative Cory Gardner of Yuma claimed that even if Democrats and some Senate Republicans pass an immigration reform bill, it would die in his chamber. Democrat Ed Perlmutter of Golden was equally doubtful, saying he doesn't believe such a bill could survive some Republicans' staunch opposition to immigration reform. Gardner and fellow Republican Scott Tipton of Cortez have instead pushed for a number of smaller bills to deal with the immigration issue. The Herald reports representatives at Wednesday's meeting delivered pro-business messages, with Tipton saying businesses need less regulation and more certainty, adding that Congress should get rid of tax incentives and deductions. The Telluride Watch reports that some Colorado congressional representatives warned the Obama administration against launching a military strike against Syria without first providing evidence to the public that the Syrian government used chemical weapons on its own people. However, those representatives did agree that the use of chemical weapons is, quote, unacceptable. According to The Watch, Senator Mark Udall welcomed Secretary of State John Kerry's call for accountability after Syria's alleged use of chemical weapons. U.S. officials now have little doubt that Syria did use those weapons, with Kerry calling the evidence undeniable. Speaking of the attack, Udall said, "The use of chemical weapons could not be allowed to happen without consequences." But in his statement, he said he understood why the American people are, quote, reluctant to support more military action in the Middle East. Udall suggested the president should explain directly to the American people any further decisions he makes on the situation in Syria. The Watch also reports that a hearing held in Ouray over proposed changes to the county's visual impact regulations has created ripples among community members, with some favoring the changes and some adamantly opposed. The hearing was conducted over three evenings in early August and included discussions over whether to expand the county's visual impact corridors to include more than 30 new roads. 9 roads are currently designated as view corridors. Ouray County's visual impact regulations affect any structures visible within 1.5 miles of visual corridors. The changes being proposed include changes to the standard that those structures must meet. The Watch reports that tensions mounted at the meetings, with both sides accusing each other of elitism, fear tactics, and distorting facts about the proposed changes. The lack of air conditioning, along with near-record temperatures, is causing closures and early release times at some schools around Colorado. Denver Public Schools spokeswoman Christy Armstrong said the district has 88 schools without air conditioning. She said fans have been provided to campuses that have requested help, but that may not be enough to mitigate the heat at some schools. Decisions to close or provide an early release for students because of heat conditions are made by individual schools but must be announced on their websites by 5 p.m. the previous day, she said. Denver has a normal temperature of 85 degrees for the end of August. The forecast high today is 97 degrees, and the record for the date is 98 degrees, set in 1990. And finally, in what's described as the most ambitious branding effort ever undertaken by a state, Colorado will incorporate a new logo into every aspect of state government. Signs, letterheads, tourism promotion, vehicle emblems, business cards, and dozens of other uses. We have a state flag and seal, but until now, Colorado has never had a unified brand, said Aaron Kennedy, the state's chief marketing officer. Creation of the brand is one of 6 objectives under Governor John Hickenlooper's Colorado Blueprint for Economic Development. Kennedy, who's the founder of Noodles & Company restaurant chain, led a group of prominent business leaders, marketing experts, and graphic designers who collaborated to create the logo and slogan over the past year. The individuals in their firms provided pro bono services that Colorado officials value at $1.5 million. The logo is a green and white triangle with a snow-capped peak sitting atop the letters CO. Colorado is spelled out beneath the triangle. For state government use, the logo will be paired with similar but inverted triangles that identify each of the state's 22 agencies. Kennedy said he's anticipating some negative feedback from the public. He noted that the famed Nike swoosh originally was criticized before becoming one of the world's most recognized brands. Still, marketing expert Darren Duber-Smith, a professor at Metro State University in Denver, was unsparing in his assessment of the new logo and brand campaign. "It looks like something my students could have put together in 5 minutes," he said. "It reminds me of a hazmat symbol or something you'd find on a construction hard hat. It's a very weak and non-creative effort." Thanks to the Denver Post for that report.
Just about any clear night provides an invitation to go outside and see what's up. Some nights, however, might offer a special attraction. A meteor shower, a conjunction between the moon and a bright star or planet, or even a lunar eclipse. If you are a beginner stargazer, you can maximize your skywatching efforts by taking a few simple steps. Start with a star chart and or a planisphere, or a star charting app that runs on a smartphone, tablet, or a PC. These are valuable tools in learning the night sky, displaying any number of sky objects for any hour of the night. Prepare a checklist of the things you might want to see. Check local weather forecasts and set a date or dates to make your observations. Some objects are only visible at certain times of the year. Find a suitable observing site, as dark a spot as possible away from bright lights. Even turning off the back porch light can help. If possible, try to get to your site before it gets dark. Dress appropriately. Late summer and early autumn nights can get surprisingly chilly, so have at least a sweater or a light jacket close at hand. An adjustable observing chair, such as a long lounge chair, can add hours of pain-free enjoyment. At the very least, bring along a small folding chair. If the weather is warm, bugs and mosquitoes will likely be out, so you'll need some insect repellent. You might like to bring along some music to listen to while you're out under the stars. Even without optical aids, you can enjoy a wide variety of objects such as the moon and the five naked eye planets. Bring refreshments. Include warm or cold drinks as appropriate. And avoid alcohol, which can reduce your ability to perceive faint objects. You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. I'm Ricky Smith.
And that's the end of our newscast. I'm Marty Derlin. Thanks for listening.